This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
And happy Thursday to you. We got some snow out there. I hate to say it. Oh.
What?
They turned their Christmas tree lights off. I was going to say, I kind of like that because Schreiber here, they do a great job at putting Christmas trees up all, you know.
Yeah, they.
And they're out every time we'd sit here up in those. You notice that, Todd? Up in the corners, all the tree lights are off.
Oh.
And it's like, now we got snow. It's like, oh, it looks really nice with the trees and the snow. We haven't had that. Who's your buddy that runs Schreiber? Would you call him to ask him to turn it back on?
I would tell you, that's funny you mentioned Schreiber today because I, you know, we're right across the street from Schreiber. I park my car, you know, a couple blocks away and walk here.
Unless it's cold.
Unless it's super cold. But today, I walked today. No, it was cold today, but it's not like 30 below.
It does not feel bad. It only, according to the thing here, it's 12 degrees in Green Bay, 10 in Appleton, 10 in Oshkosh. It only feels like one below.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's 30 degrees better than 2 days ago.
Exactly. So that's when I parked and paid the meter. But walking here, Schreiber sidewalks perfectly cleared. You know what I mean? Like, that's a good company. I don't know why they turned off their lights. I'll find out. But Their sidewalks, which is the way I walk, are perfect. You see that?
There's not.
They must have swept them this morning.
I would be good at that.
At what?
If I could get a job.
Oh, that machine?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a cool
That
machine.
Thing is cool,
that's
man.
That's awesome.
It's like the brushes?
Yep. And it's just wide enough for sidewalks.
I would go all over town. You know what? I'd have my app with me. I'm at a step counter. I'd get like 20,000 steps a day. I would just start here. I'd go every sidewalk in Green Bay. Up the streets, over the different neighborhoods. How you doing, neighbor?
So these people...
And Johnny, would you like some cocoa?
But
can't stop now, ma'am.
These small businesses don't have enough money to buy that sweeper.
Hey, John, would you like a cup of coffee?
But
sorry, Sally. Got work to do.
But that could be a business if you got all the businesses to unify and then you just do the whole block.
Yo, man, you want to commit for a bloody and a Bush Light? Okay.
There could be something there. If Sage would let us park the machine here.
I know.
Half hour early, go up and down Washington Street.
I would do that.
And have all the businesses participate. And if they wouldn't, just lift it up. And
I'm just shocked. I'm a little shocked and dismayed. Dismayed's the best word for it. Maybe not even shocked. Dismayed's a better word. How I can't get hired to do manual labor things. How many times do I put myself out there?
That's
all I hear was a labor shortage. How many times said,
right.
I'm here.
We're looking for anybody.
I'm here.
Anybody
I'm here.
With
I'll
a
carry
pulse.
Some 2x4s.
Anybody.
Well, that's your problem, Jeff. Yeah.
Anybody that can fog a
shovel
mirror.
Shovel the sidewalks.
They do say that, and then nobody. Yeah, I'm not.
I know.
Dismayed
I'm here
is
for
not,
you.
Dismayed
here
is not the right word.
Manual labor companies, I am here for you.
Yep. Nope.
My bouts of gout have cut down considerably. Todd, you know what I think it's from?
Your shakes?
Yeah.
You think it's the
too much
sugar?
Protein.
Oh, too much protein.
I think too much protein. Too much protein can throw things out of whack.
Sure.
I was doing like 200 grams of protein a day. I was doing like 2 or 3 shakes a day.
Yeah.
I think I overdid it with the protein. A lot of eggs. I was going on a crazy protein thing.
Well, I don't know, though. There's diets that are all protein.
I know. I know.
And that who is that that became so famous? And then
Me?
All the bread companies went under. Atkins.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then... It's weird how he died, right? Just to hit his head. But anyway, that was huge, huge. And that's all protein. And that was all you can eat protein.
As much as you want.
I think anything that's all you can eat, there's just got to be a gray area there. But it was, a ton of people went on that Atkins diet.
I've been on that for 40 years or 30 years. I was the first person to buy his book. Look what it's done
right.
for me.
Yeah,
I gained 20 pounds.
I bought the book, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think that was... Really before all the social media.
Yeah.
Right.
And But people talked about it. You go to a trade show. Oh, yeah. It's like,
that was the big thing.
And it's like, oh, man, I want this Atkinson diet. You can just
well, but the thing is, then, the I remember we had this guy at my last job, and this guy came in, and one of the guys that had worked with him goes, everything okay?
Yeah.
He goes, what do you mean? He goes, just asking. He goes, you mean my weight? He goes, yeah. He goes, I've lost 70 pounds. Wow. They call it they don't call it Atkinson anymore. They call it the carnivore diet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what I'm saying is, then about six people I know who had been in that meeting, like, I'm trying that.
Right.
Because you see that one person where it works crazy well, but it doesn't work that way for you. The thing that I found with that diet, once you cheat,
that's what I'm saying, dude.
You really get paid back.
You do, and that's the key with that all protein. They mean not just all protein, but no carbs. I mean zero.
Yeah. Well, 25.
I don't know. I think it used to be pretty strict. And it's amazing what carbs are in fruit.
You know, that's the greatest things for you.
Whatever you do, grew up that way.
Hey, put down that apple.
Right.
Yeah. I know. I agree.
But anyway.
I agree. But now that I'm a member of the Croc Center, it's not going to matter. So I'm going to sweat myself off to health and beauty.
How long have you been out there since you registered?
Okay. The day I registered, literally, honest to God.
Too busy?
No.
Couldn't find a machine?
Gout.
What? Gout? Okay, we'll give you that.
You got to give me that. I couldn't even walk. You saw that. I was at an event last Saturday night, and I had to walk just on my toes. I couldn't put any weight on my Achilles. I
wonder what people thought when they saw you walking
on
like
your toes.
I think they thought I was an athlete.
Yeah. Yeah. Or something.
Because they'll say, run on the balls of your toes, don't run your heel. Remember that?
True.
So I was walking more like an athlete.
And then you had to segue to your tooth. Is that your second excuse? Well, how come you haven't been out there since you registered is what my point. I don't think you haven't told me if you were.
Okay. First of all, two things.
You don't tell
three me things. Three things. Okay, number one, the gout. No question about that.
We're all on board with the gout.
Yep.
Number two, I didn't get out and buy workout equipment. I don't want to wear the same baggy sweats that I sleep in every night.
No excuse.
To the gym. Yeah, it is.
TJ Maxx, you have a car.
Can I continue?
You just some cheap. There's stuff that's always on sale. Always, always, always on sale.
I couldn't walk around those stores because of my gout.
We went to an event, though.
And I walked on my toe.
It's not illegal to walk on your toe.
Try walking through the entire mall on your toe.
No, I'm talking go to one store, go to Dick's, go to
Try walking on your toes in a store. It was painful.
No, this is where you should go. Go to
the pain. Have you ever had the gout?
No.
Okay. Have you ever had childbirth?
Because I have.
Have you ever had torsion of a testicle? I have.
Yeah.
I know what real pain is, Jim. Yeah. Real pain.
All right.
So anyway, can I continue?
Yeah, I just say go to Goodwill.
My last one.
You go to Goodwill. There's clothes that are your size that are in great, and it's less.
Yeah, that's what I want to wear is somebody else's workout equipment. I can't think of anything I'd enjoy more than that. Gee, I wonder who's sweating these last week. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
And my last one is I don't use public locker rooms anymore. Okay? I don't use them.
Neither.
So I'm going to go in.
But what does that have to do with it?
Could it continue?
Yeah.
So, I'm going to go in my workout gear.
Right. Yep.
And I'll wear a different pair of shoes so you don't track in snow or whatever.
Right, yep.
Put on my thing. Do my 20 miles.
Yeah.
Okay. Grab a towel.
20 miles. If you do 2 miles, I'll give you something.
If I'm running through the streets of Tuscany, it'll be 20 miles, Jim.
I want to see that.
If somebody shows me how to use the screen thing.
Okay.
So, anyway, I'm going to have to learn how to use my earbuds. I'm going to have nice lace. Tuscany music playing as I'm running the streets.
All right.
Hey, Angelina. Hey, si amable. Hey, como estás?
If you can.
I'm going to do that while I'm running.
If you can get into the zone.
I'm going to be in the zone.
That could work. Having the right music, running through. Because for people who don't know, the treadmills at the Croc Center, you can type in where you want to run.
Wherever you want to run in the world.
And they also have the grade, too.
Yeah.
So if you say he's running through the hills, it's really not hills. Anyway, so the grade will change on your
I just hope.
Program.
The thing is, normally it's how many miles. I'm just going to put in Austrian border.
There you go.
I'm going to run to the Austrian border.
Going all the way.
Yep. Through the Himalayas.
Yep.
The whole thing.
Okay. Well, that's... Look, that all sounds
can
good.
Can I tell you my last thing then? Why
you said
I haven't
three.
Been able to?
You said
I got
three.
One more.
Yeah, okay, what four. Is it?
So I'm not going to use the locker room.
Right.
Yeah.
Bad experiences in locker rooms as an adult. These guys just like to walk around with their junk and whatever. I don't want that. So anyway.
Old people.
Yeah, don't
I
want
agree.
It.
I agree. We have the same thing where I
Thank
go.
You.
Don't
Thank
want
you.
That.
So here's the deal. So when I'm done with my workout, I want to just run out, put my hoodie up.
Yep.
Boom. Get in my cargo.
Sure.
Okay. I don't want to have this unbelievable workout. unbelievable heart rate, unbelievable temperature, not fever, but just sweat. Because I love it.
In the zone.
And then I walk out and it's 31 degree wind chill. And you get in that cold car. That's not good for you. That's not good for you.
I don't know. They throw these athletes in ice baths after that. I don't think that's going to, I think that's okay. I do that.
Nah, look at you.
Did you go on Monday?
Yes, I went on Monday.
But you didn't go yesterday,
right? I did not because...
Oh, here we go.
No, I was...
Milton's feet were cold. I couldn't
It was because I was going to meet with Michael. It really was, and then his car broke down. So that's the truth, so I canceled.
But you knew that at like 6 o'clock in the morning that his car broke down.
But I already canceled the night before, and I can't reschedule because she rescheduled something else. But anyway, back to the locker room. You're right.
She texted me. She says, what's up with you?
Is he coming back?
Are you free?
Yeah. But the locker room, you're right, and that's really respectful to bring in another pair of shoes.
So oh, you got to, yeah.
Yeah, you got to do that. And then just take your sweats off. You got the shorts on and go work out. Come back on. Put. I don't know. That. I don't think you're going to catch a cold going, what?
My mom had pneumonia six times, and she said that's what it was from.
From working out and running back to the car after her workout. Okay, well, I think you should give it a try, and I don't think it's going to be 31 below anymore.
Okay, well, yesterday I had to go and get my another root canal that I got to get taken out, which is great. Two wisdom teeth I got to get taken out. So, gee, I didn't have that weighing on my head yesterday, Jim.
So when are you going? I just...
Tomorrow? I'm going to buy my stuff today.
Okay.
And that stuff's not cheap. I got to be honest
with
you.
It's not that expensive.
It's not that cheap. So I got to shop. I'm limited income or whatever they call that these days, Jim.
Fixed.
Fixed. I'm on fixed income.
You're really not on fixed income.
Pretty much. Michael here. Sure, Jim. Blame it on me. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
I love it when Jim tries to blame.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I
thought he was in South Dakota or something.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
He's
I love that.
This morning.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. Well, anyway, yes, I did miss that. Okay. But you can look at I got the paper right here. We'll find an ad or something.
I'm going tomorrow.
No, I would for buying your stuff.
Yeah. What's the best? Please help me out, people. I don't want to go. I don't need.
Do you have shoes?
Yeah, I got shoes.
Well, then you're not going to spend more than $40.
Oh, it'll be $100.
No, it won't. You get a pair of sweats. You're going to get two.
Two pair of sweats.
Okay, that'll be a little bit more. And then a couple shirts.
Yeah.
Dry fit shirts.
Yeah. $100 easy.
Ah. You might be able to get out for less than that.
Yeah.
Socks.
Yeah, you get socks. That is true.
Yeah, you
get good socks. Don't buy cheap socks.
I agree with that. Dollar Tree has good socks, though. So. You just double them up. I'm serious.
Two wears, and then they got holes
you
in
know
them.
What? When I was a kid, that's all you ever talked about. Coaches, you couldn't wear dark socks in sports because if you got a blister, you get blood poisoning.
Right.
And you die like Woodrow Wilson's son did at the White House when he put in a tennis court. Do you know that story? But now they wear dark socks, and nobody gets blood poisoning. What a scam.
Maybe they changed the
What a scam.
Material.
Back after this.
So much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hey, welcome back. Trucker Thursday and Mind on the Mayor, little Johnny Cash. This is going to be me, my days of retirement. I'm going to be Charles Carroll on the road with John Mino at my cabin in Montana. The sparkling stream is gurgling through the land. The sun is coming up over the Rockies. An elk and its fawn are grazing by the pond. My chick on the side is sitting next to me.
Who's going to sue me?
Soon-to-be accuser. I still think that one's kind of funny about Charles Carroll with his whole thing. But I'd love that job. I would love that job. Like, you can't believe. Traveling around the country doing stories. That'd be my dream job. Maybe I could still do it. Just do, like, podcast-type things or something. Right, Todd?
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, got to come up with a cool name.
I know. I know.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, just text your friends. That's
no,
fine.
I wasn't texting my friends. It's 24 hours before my flying tomorrow at 5:20, so I got my you can check in. So I was doing that during the break, but it took a little longer. You can upgrade now to first class. So would you do that?
At the same price?
No. They give you the prices. So would you do that for...
I've never flown first class in my lifetime. Not once.
Really?
No, never. So, well, I told you what Don Davey... I told you James Campen told me. James Campen, former Packer. Don Davey, one of our great friends in this show, is now a financial advisor for NFL players.
Oh, yeah.
And he... Oh, yeah. James, so he yelled at him so bad, and he put it down to the dollar amount, the money he would have saved by not flying first class, and what he would have invested that money in, and how much money he'd have sitting on his table right now versus just sitting in a different seat on a flight.
I believe that. It's because it's, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of ridiculous, difference versus the perks, isn't it?
I mean,
what's the big deal?
A little wider chair? Seat. A little. And right. It's not that much wider. You know, free drinks if you don't drink like me. That's right. Nothing. If it's... But you got to admit, first class international is
bottom. Is that the one where they have almost like the cots? And you got your own little like computer station? Is that you walk past them and you just kind of look when you see that. It's like, wow.
The seats go flat.
That's like, what I mean.
It's hard sleeping.
On a plane. Sitting up. I agree.
And there's somebody next to you. There you get your own. Yeah, I did that one in Africa.
I don't want anybody to see me sleep.
Yeah, you
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't
know that you get to a real deep sleep.
I gotta be honest with you. I drool.
Okay, that's
I'm a drooler. I mean, I wake up, but sometimes my pillow is just wet.
God, I was drinking coffee when you said that. Okay. Well, anyway, I don't know if I'm probably not gonna do that or not. I have to look at that.
Got some text here. I always doubled up on socks for workouts. I'm with you on that one, John.
However, there are some really good socks out there now where you don't get blisters.
Is there?
Yeah. Dick's will have those. I don't know.
I don't know where I'm going.
Goodwill.
Chuck, the second one there is kind of covered up.
Oh, it is?
Text there. Yeah. Got a bunch of icons.
Okay, hang on a second.
I think it's... isn't it sad when Todd has to come in here and we punch our buttons?
Oh, man. So I went out
our
to...
computer. It's sad.
I told you after our show, yes, I went up to TC to...
Just drop into Dunham's and grab a couple of items for $50. Where is Dunham's? We got a Dunham's here in Green Bay? Where is that? I don't even know. I don't know where anything is anymore. Everything's moved.
Is Dunham?
Okay, and I'm so mad. Is Nikki... Has Nikki been suspended for how long? Do you know?
What are you talking about?
Well, I put in a thing. I think she needs to be suspended for what she did to me.
Don't what is
sometimes
that?
Sometimes rumors come true. Huh? Careful.
The thing she put on Facebook... A look-like contest, quick poll. Does Mino look like Jack Klugman from, Walter Matthau from Grumpier Old Men 2?
All right, so...
And it's not even close.
She sent that to me, so I'm going to put it up on our StreamYard right now, and I'm going to give it to you guys in the studio, too, here, so you can take a look.
Okay.
Side by side.
Yeah.
Mino, in your strange cap, I'm not sure exactly what's going on there.
I used to have one of those... that's Velcro in front. You can stick on whatever you want. They make the different patches.
Yeah.
You could be his son. He's a little older than you in that picture, but not much.
Is he? I don't know. He might not be.
Yeah, you couldn't be his son.
I mean, I was just sitting there yesterday. Just sitting here.
That's yesterday's picture?
Yeah, just sitting on the couch up there talking to Nikki. She goes, Mino. I look up, and she takes that picture. And I thought, okay, well, she wants another picture of me. Of course.
Right, on the wall.
Yeah. And
did you sign it?
Yeah, wearing her phone. Oh, my God. It's my picture of Mino. Look at this. Oh,
so
God,
like, he was 75 years old when he did that.
Okay.
All right. Yeah,
so...
Yeah, doesn't look that much older.
Got a text here from Mark Becker this morning. He said, us regular people fly with all the peasants in the regular section.
With steerage.
And Sarah said, I upgraded to first class once for a 6-hour flight and got my own pod. I had a door. It was amazing.
Well, that's what that's pod. Cool. That's, I've seen that's on KLM.
Yeah.
When they fly back and forth across.
That's where she was going. See, that wasn't domestic.
Yeah those pods are pretty amazing.
Also, that costs a lot of money to upgrade to international. But
is there anything worse than sitting in a middle seat on a long flight? Isn't that the worst?
Yeah.
And you know, everybody talks about, let's go to Europe. It's so exciting. It's so much. And then you sit there in the middle of the night and you look at the little map thing, see where you are. And you still got this whole ocean. And you're only like a quarter way across.
Pick up the pace. You're going 550 miles an hour. But it's like.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Traveling I don't mind it, but traveling and like flying and stuff, it's too stressful.
I'm with you.
I want to get stuff done. I don't like sitting there. I'm not a sitting kind of person. Right. Not doing.
Agree more. Not even possible to agree more.
If we get in late, then we're going to miss our connection. Yeah. Oh, I got to do this. And
right.
You know, it's the greatest, one of the greatest things that you can ever hear one person say,
but
please remain seated until the plane has come to a complete stop.
Nobody does that.
I know, but it's like, yes, done. Let me get out of here.
All that. Yeah.
Cause I'm kind of claustrophobic. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I never sit in the back cause it takes.
Oh, Nikki wait. Here. Mino want me to call the, ambulance. Nikki, wow. Nikki, I'm gonna admit you got me on that one yesterday, and it's just mind-boggling that we texted me last night and said you must put on channel 33 because Grumpy Old Man is on TV.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I'm in this dialogue.
Nikki, by the way, how's your sister?
I'm in this dialogue with the airline.
Show them what I mean. It's from one of their lines in the movie. Never mind. Go ahead.
No, but see, I'm in this dialogue, we go back and forth about bringing Milton.
Where? To Nashville?
I'm playing.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday.
Right. And so I got another text last night. They're being pretty responsive. The people that are nicest to the dogs are, like you said, KLM and all these international airlines.
Why won't you just put him in the cage and put him in the cargo department? Why? He'll sleep the whole way.
No way.
He wouldn't know where he was.
He'd be so nervous. No way. Ain't going to happen. No, I want to get him. But they said they don't sell seats.
They don't.
That's what I wanted to do. But that was Allegiant, though. I want to say that there might be other airlines.
Okay.
I'm working on it.
We got to start a quick break. Back up this.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. In his 7th State of the State address, Governor Tony Evers declared 2025 to be the year of the kid. He outlined several policies, programs, and initiatives to make kids smarter, healthier, and safer. One of the ways he proposed doing so is with gun reform, to include background checks for all firearm purchases, instituting red flag laws, and restoring the 48-hour waiting period to purchase firearms.
We cannot let common sense get lost in debates over whether basic policies could have prevented the most recent shooting or the one before that or the one before that. We aren't here in Madison to quibble about the semantics of the last shooting. We are here to do everything we can to prevent the next one.
In addition to gun reform, Evers called for free breakfast and lunch for all school children and increased funding to mitigate the child care shortage in the state. He also proposed to invest $300 million to provide comprehensive mental health services in schools. The Republican response to the speech was delivered by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
We have the largest one-time surplus in state history, and instead of talking about how to return that money to working families tonight, Governor Evers prioritized adding more spending and growing the size of government.
As Evers wrapped up his speech, he addressed national issues such as immigration, reproductive rights, and LGBTQ protections. He said he would veto any bill that makes Wisconsin less safe, less inclusive, or less welcoming. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, big fan, come on.
6:36 on a Thursday morning with Mino and the Mayor. Today, a very special day, John.
By golly, it's clean.
It was on this date back in 1976 that the number one song on the radio was by
C.W. McCall. Convoy?
You got it.
76?
1976.
Wow.
This is one of the greatest opening stanzas to a song ever.
Dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on.
And a Jimmy hauling hogs. I want to know, but a mile out of Shaky Town. What? Big Ben, this here's a rubber duck. We're about to put the hammer down.
So what's really funny is watching, you know, we're playing this, and I'm looking at John because he's got a big smile on his face. Jim's looking down, and John's just watching.
It's over with, yeah. Yeah. That was a while ago, though.
But you know what's so funny? I still say music and smells are two things that your mind immediately, somebody can say, hey, what happened last, what? Play me that song, and I'm in the Holiday gas station wearing one of those plastic red coats pumping gas, making $1.60 an hour. That song, Captain Tennille, Muskrat Susie, Muskrat Sam. That song was big. You can remember all this. Peter Frampton.
I hate that song.
Okay. Peter Frampton was big.
Yeah, Peter Frampton's all right.
What would you say about that song?
I hate this song. It just, oh, God.
Oh, but it was such a big hit.
Why? Muskrat, muskrat, why? What's the story behind it? It's not exciting. It's
muskrat
very,
love.
It's depressing.
It's a whole genre of muskrat love out there, Jim.
I miss that. All right.
Well, you got to admit, that's close to number one hit about a muskrat.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson had number one hit with a rat.
Yeah.
Think
Ben,
about it.
Ben.
Yeah. Ben? Yeah. Yeah. Think about that. Something about rodents.
How about Crocodile Rock? That must have been around then.
That was 1972. Oh. 72, 73. Oh, John.
That's a good song.
He said he's so glad that he retired, he never had to do that song in concert again. He hated that song.
Really?
Really?
He hated this song.
This is kind of what put him on the map early on.
This is a big song.
Oh, this was huge. I loved this song.
He was here, right, at the Rush, and he's a great entertainer.
This reminds me so much of high school. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, he hated it. He said it was meant to be kind of a, what do they call those kind of songs? A novelty kind of thing?
Really?
Yeah, he wanted it to be a novelty, kind of come and go, and he goes, everybody just wants to hear this.
Yeah, you're right, John. This was his song. I mean, Saturday Night was probably his biggest, but that,
I love this song.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Come on.
What? And then
Andy
Williams didn't like Moon River? Come on. This is what you're known for. Jeez.
Don't you hate that when artists say that? I've been at concerts where they've done that.
Well, that Frank Sinatra had a very popular song that he hated.
My Way?
No, I don't think that was it.
Patsy Cline did not like Walking After Midnight.
Why?
She was going to be on TV, and they're like, oh, we want you to do this. She's like, that song's nothing. I'm never going to do it. No, she finally did it, and then it became this big hit for her.
Wow. That does happen with other ones where it's like, that song is terrible. This song is terrible.
And it clicks.
We got a text from Terry, didn't America do that song too, meaning Muskrat Love? They did their version of it
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, that's kind of weird. Or those, I didn't read those texts we just had up, Todd.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Let me put them back up.
Hang on here. Try sitting next to a person who coughs, sneezes, and snores an entire two-hour trip to Atlanta. That sucked. Didn't want to get sick. Glad I brought a mask. Dogs don't belong in cargo, John.
Well, that person knows what they're doing. I'm going to Atlanta. That's where this thing goes, Atlanta, and then back to Nashville. That's a smaller plane, too. So, yeah, you don't want to get close to anyone sick. I would move. So I don't know where I'm sitting yet. I'm going to figure that out.
But what's the difference between putting a dog in cargo where it's nice and safe and climate controlled versus at a kennel or something? What's the difference?
No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about him being with me or not with me. That's what we're talking about. So I want to find an airline that will allow me to bring my 70-pound dog, who's extremely well-behaved, lay down.
You know, you're a little bit like that person. My kids are so well-behaved. Okay? And then they're hanging.
But he wouldn't, growl, or he's more afraid of people than he is.
Okay, he went off on me and Nikki and her husband coming to your party that night.
Yeah, maybe briefed him on you. So, I should have done that.
He listens to the show, John. He knows. He does.
He's listening right now.
Todd.
So
give me a doorbell.
Don't come on, do please. That. No, please. Don't.
One time. One time.
Like
once a day.
Don't
come on.
Tease him.
Let's
don't.
Do it at this time every day.
Yeah.
6:41 every day. Let's give Milton the doorbell.
There's your benchmark.
Come on, just once. One doorbell. One doorbell.
I know. One doorbell. She's not gonna like this. He's gonna start.
Quiet.
He'll
quiet you.
Will he bark?
Quiet.
Yes.
Come on, time.
Really? Mm-hmm. All right. Let me see if I can get this.
And it's
really
only
quick.
Because he's. Hang on. Stop. All right. That's enough. Oh, God. That poor thing. Milton. It's a facade. Milton, it's just, it's not that. That's John Maino teasing you again. But he'll bark. But I tell you, back to the skittish thing, he will bark and then he'll jump on my lap.
I believe that.
He's afraid. You know, he'll notify you that something's not right, but then he will not protect you.
Now protect me.
He will not protect you.
I barked at the mean man. Now protect me.
He jumps. Yeah.
Good luck, Daddy.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's kind of what it is.
Yeah, Tex there. Speaking of rodents, John, I've got some attic work for you if you're interested. I unfortunately can't offer you a dental plan, but I can show you how to use earbuds. Let me know if you're interested.
Hey,
cool. I am a big fan of attics. Big fan of attics. Long as they don't have to deal with insulation. God, I hate insulation. Like, I just always feel like it gets it. I get sensitive
it does.
Skin.
It does
and I always
glass.
Feel like it. Like, I got a scratch and I got whatever and all that stuff. So I will do attic work for you. I'm a big fan of attics. I'd like to live in somebody's attic. I'll be honest with you. One of my dreams has always been to live in an attic.
Yeah.
And I'd still like to do that. I'm still hoping to fulfill my dreams living in somebody's attic.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
You know, I made some money one year.
Oh.
Working for my dad. I was blowing insulation to attics.
Oh,
'cause I was small
enough. I would never want to do that job.
Well, that was pretty good because you got paid by the bag that you learned. Mm. Like, I forget what it was, but I mean, you could work for 3 hours. And,
did you wear the hazmat suit?
And no, mask. Mm. But in 3 hours, look, this is, you know, back to Muskrat Love. This is back in the 70s. I'm just saying that. But it was like.
Have a Muskrat Love in the attic?
You could make like $20 an hour, which is a lot of money.
That's a lot of money back then. I was making $2 an hour.
Right. That's what I'm
saying. That's a lot of money. Now they use that foam insulation, which is pretty cool. I would love to do that.
What's cool about that, and that goes around pipes. And,
yeah.
I don't know if there's, I think there's some controversy on some of the chemicals in there.
Oh, yeah, I would think. You mean which one, the foam?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh. But, I mean, that's cool. I did a thing one time with a guy at this garage, and you just, they fill it in between the studs.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then they take almost like a razor blade or a hacksaw blade. Then they just trim it down so it's flush. With the studs. That's cool.
You would, okay, usually you have some kind of paneling or something up, and then you blow the insulation. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do, to hold it in.
Yeah.
No, what I remember was him just doing the whole thing, and then somebody else came through and trimmed it.
I never did that foam, but we did a lot of
that. That was a wet application, though, right? The stuff was wet. The stuff you were probably doing was dry.
Oh, yeah, that totally. Was that fiberglass type stuff.
Right? I don't know if it was fiberglass as much
as it
looked
like newspapers
cellulose.
That have been all chopped up and ground up and everything.
It'll be more like, like that.
Yeah.
Fiberglass is the itchy stuff you talked about.
Oh, I hate that.
You'd have to roll that in.
Yeah.
Staple.
Oh,
I did that.
It just always feels like you got it
like a
itchy.
Day.
Just found a job for Jim.
Yeah.
Old time radio plays. He can be the sound effect guy. Did you hear him just do a staple gun?
I did. That was a good staple gun.
It's flashback. So
we heard it.
Listening
in
to
the
Elton,
attic. We climbed the stairs.
All right.
We heard this strange noise coming from the attic. Give me the gun.
staple gun.
Oh my God! What's happening in there? Sounds like somebody's going crazy with a staple gun. Let's run in. Stop! Don't move, or I'll staple you to that stud in the head.
That time, though, Jim, it almost sounded like a doctor doing the clear.
Yeah, same thing.
The paddles.
Yeah.
But those.
Yeah.
I just want to say that we had hand staple guns.
Okay.
Those air ones.
Those are cool.
Those are cool, but those are, that's
deadly.
Serious stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Nails.
Oh,
staples.
Yeah. Oh, there's.
Good invention.
The old internet is full of people with nails coming out of them in the wrong places and staples in the wrong places.
And then people would just do stupid things with their hand, like when does it trigger? And it goes right through. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
My only bad thing with something like that, I drilled a screw into my thumb. Into my finger.
Did you keep turning?
I was holding something in back, and I'm drilling through, holding it in place, and I drilled too far. It went right through the board and into my finger. And the weird part is, it was like I had to like reverse the torque for it to come
out. You had the wherewithal to...
I didn't have any choice. It was in.
You flipped it to reverse?
I had to reverse to get it out.
Wow.
That was not a good day.
No. I'll give you credit, though, for keeping cool and reversing it.
Didn't keep real cool.
Some of us would have just yanked
it out. I had zero choice because it was wedged in there, and there's the board. It was right through and went into my finger, and I had to pull it out. Yeah. That hurt. Happy birthday to Josh Thompson. Hey, 47 today.
Country star.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Okay. Mariska? I can never pronounce her name.
I think it's Hargaday.
Hargaday. Yeah. Her mom, she's great. She was on CSI.
Yes.
And her mom was the famous Jane Mansfield.
Oh.
And there was the big urban legend that when she got in that car accident, she got decapitated. Where the first responders came and they took, it's like, oh my God, she got decapitated. Turns out it was a wig. That she'd had the car.
Really?
And they saw that laying there. And
almost spit my coffee out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a true story. Yeah. That was the big leg. James Manfield decap. And it was a wig. But, you know, back in the days of the...
A story a little bit like that. I mentioned this once before, but you know how, like, city council people, you know, if there's a disaster, they want to be on the media, like, before the mayor, before the county executive. There was a flood that happened on this... along the waterway.
Okay.
And they in the meeting that I don't know if it's a city council guy's like, you know, there's bodies in the water, and the media got super anxious about that and all came down there, and it was mannequins that were floating.
Really?
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
And wow. It's like, okay, first of all, little fault on the media to run to this guy who doesn't know anything, right?
Because
you really got to go through the chief and, you know, to confirm information, right? Especially when it comes to death.
But I mean, you want to check. Like the media will check it out every time before.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they will. The media will check that out ahead of time. They'll just run to it. If they hear there's bodies floating in the water, they're going to run to where the guy said there's bodies floating
That's
in the
what
water.
I'm saying. They
that's
won't,
what I'm saying.
They won't confirm it. They
exactly.
won't call the, okay, that, all right.
Yeah,
we'll
yeah, yeah, yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, yeah, so that's back to this decapitation.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, the media runs with it. It's like, wait a minute, did anybody really verify that? Did the chief say it was decapitated?
Right.
So,
also, happy birthday to Chelsea Sullenberger.
He's the pilot that landed in the Hudson several years
Sully.
Ago. Sully.
Good movie.
Yeah.
Great.
With Tom
movie.
Hanks.
And the co-pilot was from Madison. Right?
I don't know.
Not sure.
Yeah, I did not know that.
He's a Wisconsin guy. And he gave a talk, and it's on PBS. I watched it. It was a great, great talk about what happened. Anyway, that's cool.
Hey, can I just say, can Tom Hanks play like any role there is in the world? Isn't he unbelievable?
Yeah,
he's...
Gerard is 82.
Gil Gerard, the actor.
Oh!
82.
What's up, Buck?
Yep.
Beep-a-dee-beep-a-dee-beep-a-dee. What's up, Buck? Okay. Hey, tell me that evil princess wasn't hot. Hey, evil princesses are always hot. You ever notice that in movies? I'm just throwing that out there.
Okay.
Trucker Thursday, Mind on the Mirror. Quick poll. Evil princess is always hot in movies? Yes or no?
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Thursday. It is Trucker Thursday. Todd does such a great job pulling up country music at the truckers.
Always on top of this.
Unbelievable. Phenomenal. Hey, let's talk about something else here. Let's talk about the waterways. Kevin Osgood, United States Coast Guard Auxiliary. How you doing, Kevin?
Pretty good.
It's good to see
you. Good to see you.
Hey, you know, we talk a lot about ice conditions, and you guys deal with that all the time, all the time, all the time. But, man, there was some ice-making weather the last few days, huh?
Yeah, our active duty shipmates spend a lot of time, and the first responders all over Northeast Wisconsin, because it's a lot of local volunteer fire departments and everyone else that jump out there and go into action whenever something happens out there on the ice. Look, I love a great piece of pan-fried walleye just as much as the next guy, but... Come on,
it's not worth
check
your life.
The thickness of the ice before you go out there. And why does everybody pick the warmest day? And it could be sub-freezing for 3 days. Hey, it's 40. Let's go.
Yeah.
And it's windy.
I know.
That's going to be when it happens.
I know. And you're based out of Sturgeon Bay.
Right.
So you get some big open water up there.
We do.
Yeah. So what's it been like so far this year for you guys?
Well, on the auxiliary side that I'm involved with, we are civilian volunteers, so we augment the Coast Guard, mostly in recreational boating safety and getting that ice safety message out this time of year. And also this time of year, really ramping up for the spring because everybody, we know how big of a boating community this is. We know there are more than 70,000 registered boats in Northeast Wisconsin.
And 68,000 of them are for sale right now.
Yeah, give it another week or so. Yeah, no. And then the husbands will be like, no, we're going to
That's exactly right.
I shouldn't say that.
Are you going to use the boat this summer? We're gonna sell it. No, but I'm going out.
I've done many a vessel inspections where the wife is the one that knows where everything is. And tells the husband what's going on, and the wife is the captain. So we're on the verge of that, and that's what we're getting ready for.
Nice.
Are our waterways patrolled heavily or not enough? Because there's a few of you who work on the waterways, right? Don't we have a? I don't know if we have a city, but we have a county, right?
Yep. Here in the city of Green Bay, especially on the Fox River, you got a fantastic presence of law enforcement on the water, from the Coast Guard to Brown County Sheriff's Department, right. Green Bay Police, Marine.
Okay.
Department and the Wisconsin DNR. There were times, and I was involved with the on-water operations with the Coast Guard Auxiliary for several years here in Green Bay, and there were a lot of times we were out on the water, and the only other boats we'd see are the Green Bay Police Department, the Brown County Sheriff's Department. They're here, and that's great. This is a really congested area for boating, and to have that much safety out here is great. Mm-hmm.
Not everybody loved that, though. I just want to say, as the mayor, people would stop in. They'd come in and say to my office, oh, they're only stopping, they only stop my boat because we have the good-looking women in bikinis. I'm like, that's not true. You know, these guys just come in to complain. But you guys do a great job. And we have safe waters, but we also have some issues on our waters, too.
We do. And we also have ways that you can help maybe not prevent completely from being stopped and boarded by the Coast Guard. But if you get an inspection done ahead of time and get that sticker on your boat, you might be a little less likely to be stopped.
Okay. Right. We'll talk about that as it gets warmer, because I'm with you. I love the boating community here, and they spend a little bit of money along the waterfronts. They stop in at these places, and it's just a great community. So, but let's get back to the winter. You get called out. Do you ever get, mad when you go on these things, like, you idiot? Or do you just, you know what I mean? You guys got to think that.
Well, again, that's our active duty shipmates that do that, and I've talked to them a lot. The folks that do fire up the airboat and head out on the ice. And no, that's what they train for. That's what the Coast Guard is about. It's semper paratus, being ready, always ready. And it doesn't matter if it's a natural incident that no one could help, or if it's ignorance to how deep the ice is and what the weather is going to be.
If I joined you guys, could I live at the Coast Guard station in Two Rivers?
Right
by Neshoto Beach. That seems so cool. Wouldn't that be a great place?
You know what? You could join the Coast Guard Auxiliary and qualify as a watchstander, and that could probably happen.
I would do that. I would do that.
Don't you have to
Kramer
swim?
Hasn't helped me.
Here's your chance.
Kramer has not helped me.
No, Kevin, don't they have to swim? Don't you guys have to swim?
You also have to bring that.
Even as a volunteer auxiliarist, if you're going to be on the water in the boat, you have to don certain safety equipment
that
in the water.
That's discriminatory.
as someone who's a former Navy rescue swimmer, I don't have an issue with that. I think that's important. But if you need some help, I'll leave my cell phone number with you.
There you go. Get you swimming lessons at this late period
at this juncture
in your life.
Of my life.
Yeah. How are the volunteers when it comes to the Coast Guard? I mean, that's kind of a what's the word I'm looking for? That's just not macho, but that's a cool thing to do. I mean, I've been to many of your events, and you must feel really good. You educate people on life preservers. You got all those new styles now that aren't so bulky.
Yeah, the Auxiliary is a really unique organization. We are part of the United States Coast Guard, but we are civilian uniformed volunteers. So there's, for folks like John and myself who wore the uniform of this country, it's a privilege to train up and wear it again. But what an opportunity. Across the country, there's right now about 23,000-24,000 active duty Coast Guard personnel. There's 44,500 active duty Coast Guard personnel, and about 22,000 volunteer reservists. So as a force augmentator, I mean, we can bring things to the active duty Coast Guard to help them. I mentioned watch standing kind of as a joke, but we have several members who are qualified to stand active duty Coast Guard watches. So they're basically the 911 operators at the Coast Guard station.
I could do that.
So you can.
I could totally do that, Jim.
I don't know if I'd want.
Jim, this is your hometown. I'm going to protect.
Gummies.
So
you got to stay awake.
We have members that augment the cooks up at the Coast Guard station in Sturgeon Bay and on the mobile bay. So they go.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. When the active duty is shorthanded, they can call on us, call on our people who are trained up to fill those slots. And with some of the recruiting challenges the active duty had last year, that was a lot. We stepped up our local operational patrols. Locally in Northeast Wisconsin, there were more than 70 on-water volunteer patrols this past season.
That's awesome.
Wow.
You're missing out on a lot of great people, though, with that swimming qualification. Got to be honest with you. Got to be honest. We're going to set a quick break. Mino and the mayor here. It's not too bad out. Oh, it's going down, though. Feels like 4 below. It was 1 below when we came in. Talking more, United States Coast Guard Auxiliary. We've got a full boat of guests for you today, folks. Stay with us.
I can't complain. They really fine. Meet them by the thousands of pleasures all mine.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.